Promise you last time, I don't know, you should just let me know if you want me to do it or not. There is a nice article that came about Chahal. And the gentleman, what's your name?
Mayor.
That mayor just gave me over here for my Aretz. What is it exactly? Yes, the internet news that from by Gidon Alon, the correspondence of the Aretz, speaking about the... And Rivlin begs his political rival Chahal to stay, right?
Yes.
Right. So I spoke about Chahal. You want me to read the article from Haaretz in Hebrew? Or you don't want to waste time? No. What we'll do, we'll do something like this. We'll give it to Rabbi Akedian is better, isn't it? So I really achieved my purpose here. If you deny a political thing of an Iraqi Jew that never received his place under the sun and you want Akkadian, I think I'm in a very good shape. We'll give it to Zirach Sapi and then you would read it. What I want to do today is really to... What I want to do today is two things, really to try to summarize the idea of the treaty covenant by speaking specifically about the treaty between Abraham and Hashem, and also between Hashem and Abraham, and Hashem and David, speak about the some other aspects of the treaty covenant. Of course, I try to do the best I can, because to give you an introduction on the treaty, you don't need me. Books, treaty covenants that you could read in English, you don't need me. What you needed me for is really to show you the tremendous relationship between the treaties in Assyria in the second millennium, first millennium, the Hittites and the biblical Assyrian and the biblical material. And I think that we have we've really dealt with the etymologies, and we dealt with the idioms to show you. And I want today to summarize what we've learned till now, and then to continue a few more, and some to give you some goodies in the end, to give you some goodies, an article that I wrote about 20 years ago, which I Xerox copy, and I will distribute to you and to show you how ancient Assyrian stuff, and specifically Akkadian, is so important to understand the Bible, even from the historical point of view. Even the historicity of the Tanakh in the light of the discoveries. But as far as the treatise is concerned, I want to summarize. I want to summarize by saying that the identity in the covenant formulation, that's what we spoke about, the formulas. And the idiomatic expression in Mesopotamia and in Syria-Palestine, also in Anatolia, which is Hittite, which we did not discuss because I don't know any Hittite, seems to point to a common origin of the treaty. Common origin of the treaty. Terminology in the ancient world. One might still argue for the independent development of the treaty phraseology, that's what we did, in the various areas, but three reasons may be given against this argument that the treaty terminologies and phraseology were developed independently in Mesopotamia and Syria-Palestine. One, the similarity in idioms. And that's what I'm doing. I'm summarizing what we've discussed, and I will give it another shot. The similarity in idioms is too great to enable the supposition of independent growth of the treaty terminology of the Tanakh. The identity, expression as bond, oath, which I've discussed in detail in Akkadian, also in Hebrew Bible, faith, kindness, friendship, love, brotherhood, peace, and the others. The use of handaites And dietis mean tzemed, milim, two words which always, two formulas or two words which are coming together. The use of endites in all areas, bond and oath, covenant and grace, friendship and peace, kindness and truth, love and friendship, etc., which I've discussed in detail, and I gave you all the material concerned. Identical verbs in expressing the establishment of a treaty, which I've discussed in detail, to cut a pact, to put, give, and to erect a covenant, lahakim berit, to guard, remember, zachar, shamar, akedu natsaru, hasasu, which we've discussed in detail last time. And also the identical expression in the sphere of the confidence between those people who make the treaty. Two, the fact that most of the idioms sprang up in the middle of the second millennium, which means 15th century, before the era, 1500, at the time of the rise of the Hittite Empire and the treaties between the Hittites. Anybody that studies today the Book of Tehillim, specifically the treaty terminologies, and I'm saying it to Rani over here especially, has to consider the treaty terminologies that, and the treaty Pemrabel, and which we'll discuss it in a few minutes, in Tehillim, and especially Tehillim Kuf Lamed Bet, and with the idioms of the Hittites, which are translated into English. So the fact that most of the idioms sprang up in the middle of the second millennium, the time when the international relation global scale started to crystallize, contact between Assyria and Egypt, between Egypt and the Hittite Empire, teaches us the origin of the treaty terminology is to be sought in the East at El Amarna period. Amarna period was at the time of the 14th, 13th century before the era. The Hittite Empire was destroyed, by the way, at 12th century by the people from the sea. The sea people, the Philistinians, they destroyed the Hittites of the old kingdom. But then there was the new Hittite in the time of Shlomo and David, they were revived again. The third point is, beside the common vocabulary, some common phrases and on conventional customs of peculiar character may be discerned, which can by no means be a result of independent creation. That's very important. We'll discuss it now. Let us see some terminologies. First of all, to be a friend to friends and enemy to an enemies. In Akkadian, you know, if you open, for instance, in Exodus 32, 23, 22. Do I have a chalk? No. Exodus 23:22. I'm continuing to. Yes, and it says over there, "Ve'ayavti et oyvecha, ve'tzarti et zorerecha." The treaty of friendship between Ramses II and Shupililyuma. Ramses II and Shupililyuma, the Hittite king. It says very clearly, and you will be surprised that this is not independent growth of the treaty terminologies. It says clearly, and you could read it with me because it's very close to Hebrew. The only language that Tawil knows is Akkadian. Akkadian. Of course Akkadian, because the treaties in the Hittite treaties were written in two languages, Akkadian and Assyrian. If the treaty was between the Hittites and the Assyrians, there are two different copies, one in a Hittite, one in Assyrian. If the treaties were between the Hittites and the Egyptians, so it will be one in Hittite, one in Egyptian, and one in Akkadian, the lingua franca. to be sure. So iti nakriya luna krata, iti salmiya. Lu salmata, which means Aim Nochrai et Naker, which really means the Ayavti et Oivai itinakria with my enemies I shall be an enemy, iti salmia with those who are in my friends, my fellow friends, lusalmata, which is exactly va'ayafti et oivecha v'tzarti et zorelecha. Okay. It's doubling over here because this is what you call, what Kasuto used to call, still poetic revenance within the prose, apparent parallelism. Two, to serve, this material I did not share with you, I'm sharing with you as a summary. To serve or to help with all the might and power, with all the heart and soul. Hebrew, Belev Shalem, Benefesh. Let us take a look at Genesis 31:4. Anybody? No, that's not the. That's a mistake on my part. Anyhow, I don't have the right citation over here. It doesn't happen to me. Anyhow, La'avodet Hashem belev shalem. Or benefesh lema, or bechol levavcha, in all your heart, in all your mind, in the Shema, in other cases which you could go to the Kolkendanza and find out, the idea of really worshipping Hashem in all one might, bechol kochi, or bechol onias, or the same thing, bechol kochi is there, give it to me. Okay, which is really an vassal treaty. B'chol kochi avadi et avichem, with all my might, and this we'll discuss in Tehilim Kuf Lamed Bet in a few minutes. It is b'chol kochi, and also b'chol alev and b'chol nefesh, as we know, which really in Akkadian is in a kuli libi. Take a look. I mean, this is the same. You know, you could really practically write a dictionary or lexicon of treaty terminologies. I mean, like, you know, in a kul libi, or ina bechol libi, or ina gumruti libi, which means bechol gmar levavi. Bechol gmar levavi. Gumruti libi. Zot omeret ha'avoda, the relationship between the parties, to serve, to help with all the might, power, and all the heart and soul. Now, number three, to conclude the pact according to the local habit. To conclude the pact according to the local habit. I mean, there's a certain habit, a local habit, which I will discuss in a few minutes, have it in mind, when I'm going to discuss the treaty Brit Ben Abtarim in a few minutes. The whole idea, why did he lo ikriv et ator v'agozal, in a minute we'll see it. Number four, sacrifice 3 years old animals at the covenant ceremony. 3 years old, very important. Aglam ishuleshet, ayim shul ator v'agozal, we'll discuss it. In Palestine and in Mari. This is not accidental, impossible for it to develop independently. Five, and that's what I wanted in five, and that's what I wanted in Bereshit, erecting monuments at the holy places in commemoration of the treaty. So, let us take a look, for instance, in two cases, which is very important. In Bereshit 31:44, That's what I wanted. I just Genesis 31:44, which you have there. Anybody wants to read? Can. Okay, read 51, 52 in the same chapter. Okay. The Ra'a, which means absolutely Tova. The Tova is for a treaty, and Ra'a is the opposite of a treaty. Remember, we discussed it last time. Here you have everything. You just take your notes and go and penetrate, you see what you're going to find. Meaningly, the erection of the Matzeva is the one of the most important. Take a look at Exodus 24:4, it's very important. Exodus 24:4, Shemot, Kafdaled, Daled. ויכתוב משה את כל דברי השם וישכם בבוקר ויבן מזבח תחת ההר ושתים עשרה מצבה לשנים עשר שבטי ישראל. In other words, the מצבה is an integral part of the treaty ceremony. And that's why exactly we have the Torah. The Torah is our מצבה. And the reading of the Torah כל שנה, or בארץ ישראל זה אחת לשלוש שנים, right? In Israel, they used to read the Torah 1 to 3 years, and Babylon is once in a year. And we borrowed the Babylonian custom, and the whole idea of reading the Torah is really the reaffirmation of a treaty. Mamash, reaffirmation of a treaty. And they used to do it also in antiquity. If there was a treaty between, let's say, an Assyrian king and a Hittite king, every year they used to go to the same place where they erected the Matzava and read the treaty. And this is the whole idea of erection of Matzevot is very interesting. Number 6. The great oath. Great oath. A treaty is called the great oath. In Akkadian, no. Let's start from Hebrew. In Hebrew, if you open, for instance, in Judges 21:5, Judges, Shoftim, Kaf Aleph, Hey. Vayomru Bnei Israel. מי אשר לא עלה בקהל מכל שבטי ישראל אל השם, כל השבועה הגדולה, השבועה הגדולה, הייתה לאשר לא עלה אל השם המצפה לאמור מות יומת, השבועה הגדולה, the great oath, Akkadian, עדי, רבותי, שעשור, Hebrew, Adei Rabbah, Shel Ashur. Hashivua HaGdola Lashem, it's Adei, which we discussed last time, Rabbah, Gdola, Hashivua Rabbah, Shel Ashur, of the god, Ashur, the chief god of the Assyrian pantheon. Same terminology. Same terminology. Number 7. The covenant forever as long as heaven and earth endure. Huh? Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely so. You know why? Because the king represented God. King Ashurbanipal is, or Nebuchadnezzar, or if you read just the little inscription, the royal inscription of the Assyrian, he is God. He is not deified, like in the Sumerian period, very early, or in the Egyptian hieroglyphic, when the king was deified, like Akhenaton, so on and so forth, but he is the representative of God. He is the representative of Ashur. He is the representative of Enlil. Shakanaku Sha'enli, I cannot go into it. I mean, believe me, the Vazir and so on and so forth.
Still an important point he's bringing up. Is this a precedent for a covenant between a nation and God? That's really what's in his question.
Not at all.
So that's what's in his question.
No, in his question, no.
No. Question. He said it's a covenant between the people and God.
No, because when he says Adera Butisha Ashur, means the great Hashemua Gdola Shel Ashur, which the king represents between the Assyrians and the Hittites, there's no treaty between the gods and human beings in Mesopotamia, Hittite at all, because the relationship between the gods, this is the greatest monotheism. They are distant. They are, you know, for instance, the very famous case why the flood came in Assyria.
They were waking up the gods.
Yes, in its lalninu, let us sleep. And mazem afraim simrishon, you know. So he sent and they destroyed the whole thing, you know. And then, of course, this is very, very funny because the gods are also, the relationship is not only one way. Because if you read in the Babylonian Theodicy and you read, for instance, the Gilgamesh epic, after the boat sank in Ararat, also in Urartu, by the way, it's very interesting that Targum Unculus translates Urartu Kurdu, or Kardu, the mountain of, the Zaros, you know. Targum Onkelos. So the flood stopped, and it says very, very clearly that the god smelled the incense. Let me quote it by heart. Ili etzenu eresha. The god smelled the incense. Ili etzenu eresha taba. The god smells the sweet incense. Arayahatov. Eli ki mazumbi elabel niki itaharu. The god, like flies, surrounded the one who made the sacrifice. It's a very satire. They want to eat, they want to drink. So there's no relation at all there. So, but Ashur is the representative of the king between Assyria and the Hittite. But there's no treaty, absolutely not. Maybe Be'ezrat Hashem I will speak about wisdom literature next year, and we'll take the Babylonian Theodicy and take Babylonian Job. This is Olam Umlo'o Sham, the Olam Acher. This is also my field also. I wanted once to write my dissertation about Akkadian wisdom literature in Mishle, but we'll see. The next point, as I said, point number 7, the covenant forever as long as heaven and earth endure. Now, you know, of course, the idioms, which you don't have even to look, but I could give you the citation. Lezaracha ad olam. Lezaracha harecha ledorotam. Kimea shamayim ala aretz. Everlasting. Phoenician. Phoenician. Alat. Maybe we'll do some inscription next time. But 3 years. Alat olam. כמו ברית עולם. Aramaic Elephantina Papyra, 5th century Egypt. Anti Shalita Be Min Yoman Zna Vaad Olam Uvanaychi Aharaychi. You have the rights over it for this day, forever, and your children after you. Treaty terminologies, formulas, stereotype.
What language is Elephantine?
Aramaic. Aramaic of the Elephantine. It's a dialect by itself. It's also we should study Rahikar. There's beautiful inscriptions there. It's after Biblical Aramaic. My field is ancient Aramaic inscription, the thing that I gave you from Sephira. Then you have classical Aramaic, which is Biblical Aramaic in Ezra and Nehemiah, and then Daniel, and Yigal Sa'aduta, and then in Yirmiyahu, Elaha, Arkav, Adadiyah, when he writes the famous letter. But this is the classical Aramaic, and then you have Aramaic from Elephantina, and then the development. Maybe I'll give a course over here about a Mishneic technical terminologies in light of Akkadian, and the year after it, Be'ezrat Hashem, Aramaic in light of Akkadian from the Talmud. Unbelievable, because it still has this remnant. So, if you have this, לזרחה עד עולם, זרחה חריך לדורתם, כי מה שמעם על הארץ, עלת עולם, ענתה שליטה במין יום הזנה, ועד עלם ובנייכי אחרייכי, יובן אקדיין, אין אקדיין, אנא ארכת אומי, עד אחרי הימים. יובן אקדיין, אנא צאת אומי, until the end of days. יובן אקדיין, לעולם, אנא דאריש, which of course you know it, anybody could guess was אנא דאריש, Ledor Vador. The ish over here is dar, anadar darri, which means ledor Vador, also in the. So let me give you an example. Ish. Ish is the suffix of the adverbial, like mentally, like Englishly, ly. Anadarish. This is the very famous, you know, this ish, but it's anadar. Anadarish or anadardar. For instance, let me give you an example. Ilani amiluti, ilani sinishati gabishinu. No. No, don't. This is number 8. I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Anyhow, be the Dor Vador, Anadar, Anadaridar, Mildordor all the time, which means the treaty should hold forever. This, of course, was a wishful thinking because treaty were broken. And we know it were broken. But at least the formula is that when you make a Jose between you and your wife and you want to, you know, stick to her forever, you know, unfortunately, you have 50% of the force. Anadar. And number eight, the deities are witnesses, including heaven and earth, mountains and rivers. So the deities, in Hebrew, for instance, in the Toranim, of course, Azinu Hashamayim Vaadaber Vatishma Aretz Imre Pi, are the witnesses. In Isaiah, Shemu Hashamayim Vaazini Eretz, or in Jeremiah, for instance, Et Bnechem Ariv. Et Bnechem Ariv, I should really talk about it. Riv means to take to court. It's a lawsuit. Et Bnechem Ariv, Et Bnechem. Ha'emir goy Elohim ve'hem alo Elohim va'ami emir kvodo belo yo'il. And then Yirmiyahu is going to the witnesses. Shomu shamayim al zod v'sa'aru v'harvu mo'od. Kishtayim ra'ot asa ami. They broke.
Huh? What's the sa'aru harvu mo'od exactly?
Saru is no problem. Saru means to be the storm. And Harvu is very difficult. Why should Shamayim dry up?
No, not the Shamayim. It's the rainstorm.
No. No, Harvu refers to Shamayim.
Shomu Shamayim Azot, the Saru Harvu Meod. How could it be referring to Shamayim?
Of course. The question is very good, well taken. How could be Harvu? Shomu shamayim al zot v'sa'aru v'harvu me'od. Sa'aru harvu me'od refers to shamayim.
But the is not the storm.
No! The shamayim should really shake. The shamayim should shake because the shamayim...
Shomu shamayim al zot is shomu like from becoming desolate?
Yeah. No, shomu akanal ishtomem.
Ishtomem to be astonished.
Sa'aru v'harvu me'od. Harvu me'od. As harvu is problematic, you got it. And has to be most probably hardu. Het resh vav dalet. The bet and dalet are interchangeable. So I cannot go into it now. Vashomu shamayim sa'aru hardu me'od. Shake, tremble. You know, the whole idea of shamayim ro'ashim is, but the shamayim is the edim. Not at all. Po pasuk, sham pasuk. The only full text of the day. Shayal. Halash mod. Halash mod.
What are the name of they said to have a long Yirmiyahu and a short Yirmiyahu in the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Is it Peshe or Kanara?
Shipman told us. He said there's a long one and a short one.
It's called Sefer Yirmiyahu?
No, not called Sefer. He said they have a long and a short.
I think most probably Psharim or something to do, but Yirmiyahu is not. Let us go now to the treaty ritual. How do you make a treaty itself, of course, is we know, and this will go for the ritual, which I said in the first point, that it depends on the local custom. In Akkadian, you do the actual ritual, if you sign the contract, instead of signing it, you do it with a very interesting thing. One of them is Nikisa Lapatu. Nikisa comes from the verb Nakasu, and Nakas is like in the Aramaic Nakas, nun kaf sameh, which means to cut, you touch the cut of the animal. Lapatu, Hebrew lafat. And lafat means to touch. Or mamit imeru tabahu nikisa. Nikisa lapatu, which means mamit, which is mamitu, which means is the shvuah, remember? Allah, the mamitu, remember? Imeru, anybody? Aray? Imra? Sheep. This is Aramaic influence. Hebrew, you don't have it. This is Aramaic. This I'm already preparing myself a... running for 2 years, lectures in Aramaic and Akkadian. I'm just kidding. Imiru is Imra, is a sheep like Keves.
In the dictionary, you're going to connect it to the Aramaic also, the Akkadian, Hebrew, and without Aramaic?
No. Mamash, rak Hebrew, Akkadian.
Once you're doing it, maybe you can to it.
Because there is a dictionary already doing it, you know, so I could always refer to another dictionary.
No, the Aramaic Hebrew dictionary, but is there Akkadian Aramaic?
No, this, no, I don't know. I have enough stories with the Hebrew Aramaic, Hebrew Akkadian. I need Akshav. What do you want, to give me a heart attack now?
No, it's just that.
Like Sa'ad, Akkadian, Rabbi.
No, because then we could see the Aramaic Hebrew
very often. I have to, it's not so simple. Mamit Imeru, Shvuat Akeves, Tabahu, Miksa Lapat, to touch the cup after the Tevah. This is the way that you used to do.
Now, what exactly says that the Hebrew lafatu means to touch? What context was you see that in? Of lafatu in Hebrew means to touch.
Shimshon or vayilafet with yam.
Vayilafet or root, for instance. Yes. To touch.
To turn over. But lafat also means to touch. I cannot go into it now, but I don't have the citation. And by the way, I find out for you the business that you asked me about kaparu. And a kaparu, kafar, which means to atone, and also to cover, like in vayichpor bakofer with Noah, is the same root in Akkadian and the same root in Hebrew, which means to cover, and then means to atone, then means to purify.
But now they think it means in the sense of to cleanse. That's what I see in the JPS commentary.
Yeah, well I brought the Akkadian text. I'll show you later.
That's not to say that this is a new way of thinking about it, that it's to cleanse, and therefore it's to cleanse.
Yes, but it's semantic development.
Semantic development in Akkadian.
Yes. You see what kapara means really? Kapara means really to cleanse, which means to atone. How do you cleanse? You have a sin, and you want to atone the sin, you cover the sin.
No, that's what they used to say. Now they say you have to remove it. It's like removing a stain. You have to remove it.
But kaparu does not mean to remove. All right. Be it as it may, in other words, the symbolic act is to be either a knife or a finger drawn across the throat of both parties. So some people say that either they touch the animals or they touch the throat as a symbolic, which means, and you know the throat means life, yes? Nefesh means life. Nefesh in Biblical Hebrew does not mean soul. I think I've discussed it once. And just for people who are not here, the idea of soul in Biblical Hebrew does not exist. You have neshama, but not nefesh. Nefesh means, napishtu in Akkadian, and you know nefesh is feminine. And you don't know if nefesh is feminine or masculine only from the adjective, nefesh gdola, nefesh tova, but from the word nefesh, you don't know. There's no ending there. But in Akkadian, napish too, with the taf, is the most ancient feminine ending. And nefesh means a throat. So, and then it developed to mean life. Because life, for instance, Igyo Maim Ad Nefesh, which means the water arrived until the throat, or something of Shib Chapi, I endanger myself, I put my palm, the hand in my throat. And that's the Babylonian Gilgamesh, Noah, his name is Uta Napishtim, which means the one who find life. So, Napishtu Nefesh, a Nefesh who Adam, the Nefesh means later on the body itself. Because in Biblical Hebrew, I think I mentioned it once, there is no word for body, B-O-D-Y. Guf does not attested in Biblical Hebrew. Yes, gufot are attested in Biblical Hebrew as dead bodies, but guf is not. So in other words, menimism, which means a part of the body denotes the body itself. Aitzema atzamai, basar ufsari, nefesh, kvidi, bikhalam, arura, bikhalam adlachat kvidi, be... כן, איך זה? ארור הפעם כי עז, ואדם כי השדה, חלקי ופתר, שמעון ולוי האחים, כלי חסום חורתם, בקהלם לא, ובי, לא, בסודם לא תבוא נפשי, בסודם לא תבוא נפשי, ובקהלם לא, absolutely wrong, the heart כבדי, כבד, my liver, and liver means the body, and nefesh means my body. I should not be among them. It's nothing to do with nefesh soul. It means a liver. And a liver, kaptu in Akkadian, in Ugaritic, means al-suk vedai, which means I'm happy. Al-atzlibi means I'm happy. Not like al-atzalev, alev. So parts of the body, it's menimism, denotes the body itself. So is besodam al-tabon of shaliyuf, halam al-tehad kvidi, and so on so for arur apam ki az, evratam ki kashata, and whatnot. Cutting the animals to two pieces, attested only in two places in the Tanakh. And these two places in the Tanakh are very important because it does not exist in the treaties of the first millennium of the Assyrian Empire. But it does exist in the treaty in Mari. And Mari is northwest Semitic on the bank of the Euphrates. Meaningly, that you're speaking about Mari in the time of Abraham, and this idea of cutting the animal goes all the way to Yirmiyahu, which means 1300 years, it still exists of cutting the animals. Let us take a look. First of all, at Yirmiyahu, what is it in Yirmiyahu? Jeremiah 34:18. Please. Rabbi, you would like to read, please? Jeremiah 34:18. Maybe you read a little bit from before, so we know exactly what is the case. There is Shurur Avadim. It's a treaty. Treaty text.
Okay, so we'll read from 17. He didn't listen to three, one man, his brother. And he called Lachem, the Ror, the Levinai, El Ahered, El Adever, El Haraav, the Nefatichem, the Za'ava, the Fon and the Fot Ha'aris. I'm going to bring you your punishment. Netati. את האנשים העוברים את בריתי אשר לא הכינו את דברי הברית אשר קרתו לפניי העגל אשר קרתו לשניים ויעברו בין בטרה
העגל אשר קרתו לשניים ויעברו בין בטרה נא Of course, before we go to Bereshit, the covenant ritual in Mari, in the light of a comparative Semitic philology, you have in Mari there a text. I'm going to read the text in Akkadian. You would enjoy it, you would love it. You hear Akkadian from the 18th century, before the era, and then we'll translate it. A treaty between two nations, Idmarats and the Hanne, two tribes, like our tribes, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Hanne, Idmarats, Kacha Yuhayim, tribal, infectionic, not one nation. Even today we're not one nation. You have Barak, and you have Shahal, and you have Benny Begin. Kulanu Shvatim, you know, it's the same idea, same lady in different dress. A except maybe the Sfaradim, when we were together until the Shas came and Adama Asulano. Ana Ashlaka Alikma. I went to Ashlaka. Ana Chayarim Katarim, Ana Chayarim Katalim, and they brought me a young dog. Ana Chayarim Katalim, Birit Hane Uitmaratz, Miranam Uhazam Ishunima, Beli Aplahma, Miranum Uhazum Uladin, Chayarim Mar Atanim, Ayr Ben Atonot. Chayarim mar atanim, ayir ben atonot, anaku ushaktil, ani katalti, anochi katalti, אני מתרגם את זה עכשיו לעברית. Salimam birit hanne uidmarat ashkun. אני מתרגם את זה לעברית. Let me see if I could do it. הלכתי לאשלקה. לקטול עיר. Chayarim katalim, לקטול עיר. 18th century, Ta'anug. I think better than Larry King. I think it's not happening. Teisha. Ayir, ayir, ayin yud resh means a fowl. Means the son of the donkey. Fowl. Fowl. What do you want, man? English too? Fowl. Fowl. F-O-U-L, right? Birit Hane Uidmaratz, Birit, Birtu, Ben Hane Uidmaratz, Miranam Uhazum Ishunima, Ben Hane Uidmaratz, Hem Hiviuli, Fowl Donkey, Ve'ez, Hamor Ve'ez, Miranum Uhazum, Enzum, Ez. Ez Mishuleshet? Ishunima, they brought it. Beli Aplahma. Palahti et Adoni. Yareti mi Adoni. Hakotev Omer, you mean he's a shaliach, it's a letter. It's a letter. I was afraid for my lord, which means the king of Idramarat. Why? Beli Aplahma. Kajin palahu plah Aramaic. Yareti et Adoni, or yareti et Be'ali, if you want to, my master. Mirana muhazam ul addin. The fall and the eyes, I did not, no, et ha'ayir, ואת ה, את הפול, whatever it is, you know, a dog, right? ואת העז לא שמתי, לא נתתי, אול עדין, נדענו, נתן, נדענו, אול עדין, לא נתתי, which means I did not sacrifice. He's afraid. חיירי מראתני, עיר בן אתונות, ענק ושקטיל. עיר בן אתונות, אנכי קטלתי. Salimam birit hane uidmaratz ashkun. Shalom. Ben hane uven idmaratz hishkanti. What did I tell you about the local custom? Each one had a local custom. This fellow was afraid to sacrifice the ez and the fowl. And he krim ayir ben atonot. Ayir ben aton, it's a precious thing. Because it stands only in Mari and only in two places in the Tanakh. One place in the Tanakh, it's broken to parallelism. The other case, it's not broken. The case that is broken to parallelism is Genesis 49:11. Osri lagefen velasorekabni kibes bayayin levu. Uvdam anavim suto. Uiro ben atono. Bni atono does not mean my donkey, the she donkey. The Yud is the Yud of the Gentilic Yud, the son of the donkey. Kemo Malkichedek, the king of righteousness. This is the Gentilic Yud. Iro, Iro ha'ayir shelo b'ni atono. Beautiful. Matok, Bereshit, 18th century. Avraham, atkufa, atkufa, atkufa. Then Ayir ben Atonot, it is the only ones. In Zechariah 9:9, please. Zechariah 9:9. Take a look how it goes all the way down. That's all. Only poor, only broken to Pali is Ma'ayir and Aton, and only in Mari, Northwest Semitic, not Akkadian. Not Akkadian. You're not going to find an Akkadian Chayari Mar'atani, Ma'ayir ben Atono. I'm reading Akkadian that was spoken in Mari.
And lingua franca of the area.
Lingua franca of the area, this is what you call in German, Mishprachen. Shafa Me'orevet. Lo lechan ve lo lechan. Absolutely. This is abomination for the Akkadian Chayari Mar'atanim, Ayir ben Atonot. Absolutely northwest. Canaanite. Go to the northwest. Not Akkadian. This is the only place. Here, in Mari. And you see, Yirmiyahu has already Egel. The sacrifice of Egel is the Kvarloze. If we're going to go back very, very fast with you to Bereshit, Ahara Dvarim Ha'ele, Bereshit Vav, Hayad Var Hashem El Avraham Ha'mahazel Omor, Al Tira Anuchi Magen Lachas Chachar Be Mo'od, Vayomar Avraham, Ma Titen Li Vanuchi Olech Arir Uven Metshek Biti Zabel, Vayomar Avraham, Elen Tatad Yazera, Hashem Aftiach Zera Ala Avraham. And here is the treaty. Vayid Var Hashem Elay Lomor, Lo Yirashcha Zeki, Masher Yitzem Me'echa Yirashecha, Vayotzot Ha'chutza, לספור את הכוכבים are the witnesses. והאמין בהשם ויחשבהו לצדקה. צדקה, I think we've discussed it, we'll continue to discuss. ויחשבה, רוני, you missed the whole thing of חשב, חשב זכר. ויאמר אליו, השם, here is the parties, first of all, השם in Abraham, preamble, which I will discuss in a few minutes. Then you have, of course, the witnesses. Hashamayma, Sfor ta kochavim, im tuchal ispor. And then you have the historical introduction. What kind of historical introduction you could have of Abraham? Very short. Otsuticha, mi'ur kazdim, dat l'chalazma. Stipulation. Ma'ida ki erashena. He asked, of course, it's a narrative. It's not a treaty text, as we see in Yoshua HaKavdalet in a few minutes. I'm trying to bring everything we've studied in two sessions into the real, what's happening in the text. Vayomer elav, bameda ki rashena, v'khali agla mishuleshet, oiz mishulash, ayin mishulash, v'tor v'guzal, v'yikach et kol ele, v'yivater otam batavech, v'yiten ish bitro lekrat yoyub, tachipor, v'lo batar. Lo yada, tachipor levatar is a big problem. V'yered ha'ayit el abkarim, v'yashem otam Abraham. The stipulation, מה stipulation? ויאמר לאברהם ידוע תדע כי גר ירך זרעך בארץ לא להם ועבדום ועינו אותם 400 שנה וגם הגוי נשוא נשופו תבוא תיקבר וזה 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 verse 18 אינו ויהי השמש באה אינו ויהי השמש באה ועלתה היה והנה תנור עשן ולפיד אש עבר בין הקשרים represent השם passing not touch what do you mean השם ירד to touch the animal now what Abraham did most probably Abraham touched ביום ההוא קראת אדוני את אברהם. Your four part of this treaty is whatever it is within the narrative. Within the narrative. Now you have to understand that this is of course a Brit, a covenant treaty which I'm going to speak in a few minutes about it. Now. As far as we know?
Yes.
Until Yirmiyahu.
But other than Yirmiyahu,
No, I don't know. But that's it, you don't know, it means it did not exist.
But we have clear evidence from 1804.
How did Yirmiyahu?
Yes. No, there's some Abraham.
Yes.
That
system was done. Well, you could surmise. Doctor, you could surmise. If it was in the 18th century Yirmiyahu has, it means the custom continues, that we don't have it. More in the biblical text, it doesn't mean that it's not called. But you're Miao, you put the chapit, oh man, which is Neo-Babylonian period, Nebuchadnezzar, which is, I don't know, speaking Hammurabi, Nebuchadnezzar, speaking 1300 years. It did exist. It exists Yes. Ah, yeah, it existed in the Sephira inscription, too, in the Aramaic inscription, of cutting the animal, in what the text that I showed to you. 750, 800, the 8th century. So you have the link here. What are you going to do? You deal with the material that you have. What, are you going to create a material? You can. The relationship between the treaty, the vassal treaties, this is the treaty grant. Hashem and Abraham ki'ilu shavim, like equal. But in the vassal treaties, which means a treaty between an equal, between a major power and a little power, you have a different idioms altogether. For instance, you have the business, for instance, of how do you do a treaty? How do you do a treaty as far as cutting? Akkadian?
What am I going to do with this?
Cool. That's the way. Shana? Sisik tachabatu. Here, take a look what I'm doing. Holding the hem of the garment. I think you would love what I have to say now. Holding the hem of the garment. A text. A relationship between a man and his God. Not treaty between nations, but a man and his God. The God is Marduk, the chief God of the... I'm getting it. In a minute. But don't spoil my... Of course. It says in the text, in the Shu'ila. Shu'ila means, Shu means in Sumerian a hand. Ila means up. What we call in Akkadian Nishi, Ekata Nashu. What you call in Hebrew, Nasayad, which means a prayer. Nasayad, Haremiyad. There's a whole body, which we call the Shu'ila, Kata Nashu, Psalms. Babylonians, I wanted to write the dissertation, Babylonian Psalms to the kings, to the gods and whatnot. Psalms, royal psalms, personal psalms, whatever. In one text in the Shu'ila, prayer to Marduk, prayer to the chief god of the Babylonian pantheon. I have to write it down because it's a beaut. It's a beaut. Saptakuma Kitiri Ina Kanika. I hold myself at your hell. I hold myself, tzavat, which means to catch, mitzvatayim, tzavat, to seize in Akkadian, tzavatu. I hold kitiri in akanika. I hold myself at your hem like a courtier. Of a lower status. Ki mirani marduk alasum urkika. Miranu, foul dog. I don't write it. Ki miranu marduk alasum urkika. O Marduk, I run after you. Alasum urkika harecha. O Marduk, I run after you like a fowl, like a small dog. Like a puppy. Kelev. The idea, of course, before I'm speaking about grasping the hem, of Kelev. Kelev is a terminology for a vassal in the Tanakh and also in Akkadian. Kelev, kalbu. Yes, kalbu. Kalb, yes. Amarna,
Ardu, Kalbu. Ardu means Eved in Akkadian. Kalbu means Eved Kelev. All the vassals, kings of Amarna, when they were writing to the Egyptian king, Anaku Arduka Kalbuka. I am your slave, your dog. Why? Because the relationship between Ramses II and the Canaanite vassals were a vassal treaty. So a vassal will say, now I want you, all of you, to open the Tanakh. I'm giving you goodies here, you know. 2 Samuel 7:20-21. Rani, you read 2 Samuel 7:20-21. Rabbi, you will read 1 Chronicles 17:19. But let Rani read first. You know where I'm driving it already. 2 Samuel 7:20-21. No, 20. Speak. Dvarcha v'chilibcha. If you understand this, Rani, I'll be your kalbu. not in the sense of a kelev. You know, I'll be your vassal, you know.
How do you interpret between David and Shaul when he cut his garment?
In a minute, I'm getting into it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into it. No, just read. Read 1 Chronicles 17:19. Rani. 1 Chronicles 17:19. Devarim, Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Rabbi? 17:19. It's very important.
How do you say Hashem, Ba'abur Abdecha Uchlebecha? If it's not Kalbecha, you did it for your servant and for your own heart, for your own decision.
So, first of all, Dvarcha, if you have to judge between the two texts, Abdecha Yoter Tov. Yes. Vayomer, Ma Abdecha Kif... No, Raga. Okay, so Dvarcha in Kings, in Samuel, Avdecha, Kelibcha, Kelibcha, Avdecha veKalbecha, and nothing to do with Kelibcha over here. It's Avdecha veKalbecha. Let me go one step further. 2 Kings 8:13, Vayomer Hazael. 2 Kings 8:13, Vayomer Hazael, Ki ma Avdecha Kelev, Ki Yase, and so on and so forth. Ma Avdecha Kelev. Hazael speak to Elisha. Technical terminology in treaties. 2 Samuel 9:8. Vayomer ma'av decha kik panita el hakelev amet asher kamoni. Vayomer 2 Samuel 16:9. Vayomer Avishai ben Tsruya al hamelech. Lama yekalel hakelev amet haze al Shim'i ben Gera. Meaningly, that Ardu Kalbu, in the relationship of a vassal treaty, the vassal is Ardu Kalbu, which means the lower class. Let us go in a minute. I just don't want to finish my thought. Let us go back to a business of the grasping the ham. Very famous case, all of you, 1 Samuel 15:27. Vayisov Shemuel alechet, vayahzek bichnaf mi'ilo vayikara. Vayomer alav Shemuel, kara Adonai et malmlechut Yisrael me'alecha. היום הוא נתנה לרעך הטוב ממכה. ילקוט שמעוני. מעילו של מי? רב ולוי. אחד אמר מעילו של שאול. ואחד אמר מעילו של שמואל. כבר הייתו בעיות אצלם של הרביניקל. אמר שמואל בר נחמני, נראין הדברים כנף מעילו של שמואל. הוא אומר זה כנף מעיל שמואל תפס. למה? מה הסיבה? What is the reason that... שמואל בר נחמני אומר, על שכן דרך הצדיקים, על midrash now, he has to justify himself. Al ken shederech hatzadikim liot mitztarin b'sha'a she'en nitiyatan mishabahat. When their intention is not honored. Rashi, לפי פשוטו משמעו, כשפנה שמואל ללכת אחר שאול בכנף מעילו של שמואל, לפי שהיה שאול מבקש הימנו שישוב עד עימו, שישוב עימו עד שישתחווה בגלגל, כאילו שתפס אותו, לא רצה ללכת, הלך חרב, כמרני, like a dog, you know, like a puppet, זה מה שאומר זה בחוכמה רשי, בגלל שהיה שם אוהל מועד, ומדרש אגדה חלוקים אמוראים, רשי אומר חלוקים, אחד אומר שאול, אחד פועל. אקדיין סיסיקתא צבעתו, to hold the garment, to hold the hem of the garment. If this is סיסיקתא has to do with tzitzit, I don't know, it's a whole big argument, I cannot go into it. I know you're looking at me already. Don't give me the trouble, I have to finish here. Yes. Yeah. I have to look into it. The idea of holding the sisiktu is submission to a superior. Submission to a superior. Text, Ishtar, prayer to Ishtar. Ashur ki asheki, sisikta ki atzbat, ki masisikta Eliya u Ishtariya. I turn to you, O Ishtar, and sought you. I seize your hem as the hem of my God and my goddess, which means I'm under your auspices. By the way, the Arab, somebody told me there was a case of Abdullah. I don't know if this is Hashafi, is Mia Malizaya Shiloah. Pagashit Abdullah Shiloah had Arabit. And Yadata Minagim Arabim, Vazaya. There was a case that they had prisoners. The Abdullah had the prisoners in one of the incursions of the Israelis. And Dayan was there, and Shiloah said, Dayan, Ta'isma, Amarlo, I'm going to get the prisoners out from you. So how are you going to do it? We are negotiating with Abdullah for many, many times. And he's like, I'm like Niskar Ba'is, because somebody told me that David HaKohen, you know, Baal, you know, the editor of Bet Mikra, you know, is very well versed in Arabic. So if you know, maybe you know better than me. So Shiloah came to Abdullah and held his Mechnesayim like this. He says, I'm under your auspices. The same day the prisoners were sent out. Under your submission. You know, those customs are, you know, have long living, longevity. It's a different story. This is a matter of Shvu'ah. Over here is a matter of submission. No, it means under my soft part. It's Warku in Akkadian, we know it. Warku in Akkadian is a euphemism because you don't have a technical terminology for ever amin shela ish batanach. You don't have it. Orla is not.
No, but you see the expression in
the
expression
in Akkadian. Absolutely. To put the hand, yes. I could discuss it. Not in in a swearing formula, in an agreement between two in business or whatever it is. It's not exactly in a covenantal treaty, but in an agreement, it's in a business text. Yes. So here I'm going to give you, a case. Sisikti esin sha'ilani atzbatma. Mushu Uri Enaya Itishu Basha. I grasp the hem of Sin, the god of the moon, the king of the gods. Mushu Uri Yom Valaila Enaya Itishu Bashu. My two eyes were with him. It's a beautiful painting, by the way. Beautiful painting. Not only this. This goes down to the 7th century in the Birakib inscription, which I wrote on in my dissertation, in Birakib inscription, 7th, 8th century, old Aramaic inscription, and Birakib says, on Aramaic, Uvitzdaka, Fi, Ahaz, you see over here, you're not even Dalet anymore,
it's like Hebrew, ancient Aramaic, very close. Ahad in Aramaic. Ahad. Zi ahaz bichnaf. What do you want more than this? Bichnaf mara melech Ashur. With loyalty. Tzedakah, we've discussed last time, you missed it, Rani. Tzedakah, don't go to Japan anymore. Tzedakah. Asher ahaz knaf Adono melech Ashur. Mi ze melech Ashur? Tiglat Pileser III. Shmuel? Shaul omer lo, lachilak, I'm the king, don't break the treaty with me. אל תיתן את זה לזה, לא. ויקרא, קרא, קרא, the treaty. The opposite treaty. Adad, קרא. And I cannot go into it, חבל, אין לי זמן. I don't know what to do really. You want me to stop? I'm not going to read you my article, but I'm going to do my article maybe next time. Let me just, I spoke about the treaty covenant of the superior and the inferior. Let me speak the relationship between Abraham for about 10 minutes and Hashem. Abraham, David, and Hashem. The treaty between Abraham and David and Hashem does not belong to the vassal treaty. It belongs to a treaty grant. Treaty grant that you receive grant. What does it mean? Like the royal grants in ancient Near East, so also the covenant between Abraham and David with Hashem are gifts bestowed upon the individuals who excels in loyalty serving the master. The loyalty was done in the past in the vassal treaties. You have to do vaya im shamu ashmi'u ba 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 ta 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 yavu alechem. Abraham, David, the opposite, biglal, and so on and so forth. Take a look, for instance, in Genesis 22:16-18, please. Very important. Genesis 26:22-16-18. Yana Shrasita. Yes? Yes. It's absolutely a treaty text. Let me just Genesis 26:18. Yes, the witnesses, you have the whole thing. Take a look at Genesis 26:5. They're very interesting. Vayira av ba'aretz milvad ha'ra'av ha'rishon asher haya b'imei Avraham v'yelech Yitzhak el Avraham melech Plishtim grara. Vayira elav Adonai v'yomer, al tered Mitzrayim, ashkon ba'aretz asher omar elecha, gur ba'aretz hazot v'yeh imcha v'avrcha lecha וזרעך יתן כל הארצות האל והקימותי את השבועה שנשבעתי לאברהם אביך. התריתי. והרביתי את זרעך מהשבועה, והרביתי את זרעך ככובב וזה וזה, והתברכו בזרעך כל גויי הארץ עקב אשר שמע אברהם, וישמור משמרתי. מצרת נצרו, רממבר בשבוע שעבר, ומצוותיי וחוקותיי ותורתיי. פרזנט. מה הוא מקבל? Because of his loyalty to Hashem already, מקבלים. So too, 1 Kings 3:6, David, let's go, Abraham and David goes together, 1 Kings. It's a covenant of a grant. In other words, you giving your son or your daughter a present.
Oh,
because she was good. She would do them homework and this is 3D grand.
Right.
Now, I want you to pay attention that this is also attested with David. And I'm going to give you the citation because I want to cut it short. 1 Kings 3:6, 9:4, 11:4, 6, 14:8, and 15:3. The same thing with David. Maybe we should read one text. Let's read 11:4:6. Mazi 11:4:6. Melachim Aleph, the 4:6. No, Melachim. No, I want. No, I want the text 11:4. Okay, read it, please. Yeah.
No, let's... באמת ובצדקה, וישר לבב, ותשמור לו את החסד הגדול. ותיתן לו, what? בן יושב, נו, the dynasty, the terminologies. Let me read you now a treaty grant from Akkadian, please, Assyrian. There is a fellow name of his name is Balatia, which most probably comes from the word Balatu in Akkadian, which means, I think his name is Haim. Balatu in Akkadian means Haim. Yes, Sin Muballet, San Balat. Ha'amoni is Sin Muballet. San Balat Ha'amoni is Sin Muballet. Sin who gives life. You have it there in the Torah. Hakolba, Hakolba. I'm reading in Akkadian. A treaty, a grant that a king gives a terminology similar to the grant of Ashurbanipal, no more, Ashurbanipal, the greatest king with his famous library in antiquity, giving his servant Balatia a present. And here is the text. Balatia, Shalibashu Gumuru, Asher Liboshalev. Beautiful. Anabelishu, Le Adonav. Ina Mahriya, Ina Kinati Izuzma, Lefanai Bechenut Amad. איטליקה של משקי רביקליה, הלך בשלום בקרב ביתי או בקרב החלי. It was loyal to me. אין אשום מודום כו אירו בה איצורו מצרתי, שמר את משמרתי. איצורו מצרתי אישרותיה, שמר את משמרת מלכותי. To him, I'm going to give a present. Text. Italico Shalmish, Kerebikalia, Psalms 101:2, Ithalech Bekerev Beti, Betomu Velvav. Roni. What happened? I finished? And the story is long. I just really cannot go into it. I just want to speak about the Caesarean treaty for a few minutes, that they, and I cannot go into it, but you know, in the Caesarean treaty, you have five different, and I wish I could speak with you about Yeshua. I need, maybe I will show you, Yeshua Kavdalet, we will read it first. In the Covenant Treaty, you have five articles, five seraphim. One is preamble, two is historical introduction, three, statement of substance concerning the future relationship. 4, specific stipulation. 5, invocations of the gods. 6, curses and blessings. All the time, the curses are more than the blessings. Exactly in the Tochacha. You have few blessings, a lot of curses. Curses were very important. If we look, for instance, and everybody in Yoshua Perek of Daled, this is a real treaty, and this is not a treaty between the relationship of this. In Yoshua Perek Kavdalet, you see, bloom, the treaty, the treaty which I suppose now, works very, very clearly in Yoshua. The preamble in Yoshua is verse 2. Ko Amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Yoshua Perek Kavdalet, verse 2. Kavdalet. 24. Ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Historical introduction. From verse 2 to 13. Vayomer Yoshua el ha'am ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Be'ever ha'nahar yashvu avotechem olam terach avi Avraham avi Nachor yavdu limuharim vayikach avichem Avraham be'ever ha'nahar. הולך איתו, introduction, והוצא את עבודכם מצרים, תבוא הים, introduction. Until 13. I wish I could read with you an Assyrian treaty, so you'll see how it works together. The historical introduction. Mamash, formula. Number 3, the statement of substance, 14. Very good. 14. Ve'ata yiru et Adonai ve'ivdu oto b'tamim uve'emet. And what we discuss and so on and so forth. Al ta'avdu Elohim acherim. ויאמר יהושע אל העם, עדים אתם בכם, the nations in number 22, and so on and so forth. את מי תעבדון? תעבודון. אם את האלוהים אשר עבדו אבותיכם אשר בעבר הנהר, זה טריטי. You have to decide, אל תצחו על שני השאויפים. Absolutely, exactly in Eliyahu. Don't you know, synchronism. Listen. This is not a treaty text. This is a narrative that reflects a treaty. I want to do something now. Since there was curses, I prepared something nice for you, really, to end. I know that you're very, very tired. Huh? כן, מצבה, הכל יש שם, הכל. I cannot go into it, you know. This is really to analyze chapter 24 seriously. It would take me maybe 3 hours. I'm very serious. I want to wait for Rabbi... what?
You have some place to go?
No, but it's late, maybe you're tired, and I want to finish with something very interesting. The Klalot, I've written about it, a few articles. The klalot are beautiful. If you compare the klalot and the tochecha together with the klalot or the vassal treatise of Sarhadon, is unbelievable. Stereotactual klalot, I cannot go into it. I want to share with you something sweet, some hiddush, not of myself, but my professor, Alav Shalom. Now let's do it slowly. All of you. If you don't have the Tanakh, Ahutsa, you know, like in the class, you know, out. No, so 2 Kings 6, 25, 7, 2. 2 Kings 6, 25, that's very important. 2 Kings 6, 25, until 7, 7, 2. Kings 6:25, yes. I'm reading. Kafhei. Vayi ra'av gadol b'shomron, v'hine tzarim alea ad heyot rosh hamor b'shmonim kesef, v'rov ha'akav hiryonim b'hamsha kesef. Vayi melech Yisrael over al ha'choma v'isha tzaka elav lemor hoshi'a, adoni ha'melech. V'yomer אל יושיעך אדוני מאין הושיעך מן הגורן ומן היקר? מה אני אתן לך עדיין? מה אני אומר? מה ויסקי? זה רעב, מה את רוצה ממני? ויאמר לה המלך, מה לך? ותאמר לה אישה הזאת, אומרת, אתני את בני ואוכלנו, היום את מי ונוכל. רעב גדול בארץ. היות ראש חמור ב-80 כסף ורבע עקב חריונים, 5 כסף. מן שהראש החמור עלה הרבה כסף והחריונים עלו הרבה כסף. מה זה ראש חמור? מה זה חריונים? חריונים, I think you would love this. This is really philology. חריונים, all of them said that it belongs to two words, חריונים או חראיונים. The dung of the doves. Dung of the doves. Now be with me. It's either Harei Yonim or Harae Yonim. Those two forms attested in 2 Kings 18:27, Horayaham, in Isaiah 36:12. Remember there in the Rafshake, Yishtu et Sheinehem v'yuchlu Yishtu et Sheinehem v'yuchlu et Horayaham. But in Isaiah, the parallel text 36:12, Yuchlu et Chora'ehem. What do we say? Chre. Mefarshei ha'binayim lo yevinu ma zeh harayonim. What does it mean, heyot rosh hamor b'shmonim kesef? Anachnu yodim, sh'arosh hamor ala amon kesef. Eifshar, zeh kemo ra'av gadol, sh'haddog, I don't know, had lo haddog, I mean, I don't know, it's a dabar hachi katan, oleh on ta'afot. Hakav, chiryonim b'chamsha kesef. פרשי מהביניים מפרשים, וגם המודרנים, the medieval and the modern did not understand. some sort of fuel and salt is meant. Kimhi, Ibn Jannah, in saying Kitab Usul, in the translation of Ibn Tibon, says, Vuhut so'at ayonim, her yonim, v'chen amar bo atargum, v'rivaat kabba de zeval, mapekat yonaya. Things which comes out from the yonah. Yeah, but what does it mean? Her yonim. There's over there. V'savur ani, now he expands. V'savur ani, ki hayu meshamshin bo lehadlik et ha'esh. The dung of the dove, hayu meshamshin bo lehadlik et ha'esh. מפני חיסרון העצים, אבן ג'נאח, מכיתה ברסו, בזמן המצור. Yeah, but well, he explains what it is. He says,
it's useful, but that's irrelevant.
No, אני חושב שהוא פה משתמש בחרה, אולי play on words of חרון, חרה, שריפה.
No?
אוקיי, משמשים בו להדליק את האש מפני... והוא צועת יונים, וכן אמר בו התרגום, ורבעת קבע דזאבה על מפקת יונה, וסבור אני כי היו משמשים בו להדליק את האש מפני חיסרון העצים בזמן המצור. All right, fine. So, but he doesn't explain what חריונים is. Doesn't. Why חריונים will cost so much money? Who eats dung? You said that something will cost money, which is very, very cheap, all of a sudden costs money. What is the cheap food here? McDonald's?
Fuel.
דביונים זה קרין כתיב, גם דביונים יותר קשה. חכה, זה יותר, זה אני לא יודע בכלל. אני רוצה לדעת מה זה חביונים. קשה לדעת הכל. כל תודה, everything. לאו, פלורה די יודן, one of the greatest botanists in the biblical world. פלורה די יודן. מי אוהב דילס עם בוטני, flowers, and botany, botany is Flora de Juden, three volumes of Lev. I think that is being translated now by Bar Ilan. It's in German. He say Harzonim, which means like Garainim, Harzonim. Imen the text from Herionim to Harzonim. Syriac, Haratza, and Harzana. It's a plant which means the star of Bethlehem. It's the name of a plant. Name of a plant. Star of Bethlehem. Star. In Syriac, Harzana. Cheney wrote a very important book on Isaiah. Translate Haruvim. Omer Haryonim Haruvim. Haruvim, followed by Gray in his very famous translation on commentary of Gray on Melachim. What do you like better, Harzonim or Haruvim? Yes. Yes, זה משהו שואל, דיוונים. אמרת לו, אני לא יודע מה חריונים, אני יודע גם דיוונים. What do you like better, Haruvim? How? In a minute. Quiet. Sumerian. Gish Ugir. Equals Akkadian Harubu. Wait a minute, There is a lexicons, not one, many, lexical lists, where you have a Sumerian word and you have an Akkadian word. Now you know how important it is. Mind you, there was in antiquity a lexicon of Akkadian Hebrew, or a lexicon of Akkadian Hebrew Phoenician, in antiquity. But we have it, because they wrote on clay and everything is intact. Gish Ugir in Sumerian. Now hold your horses. Hold your horses. Gish Ugir in Sumerian. Each ugir, you know the Sumerian is monosyllabic. Each word is syllable. Bechinam, you could go. Gish ugir in Sumerian is equal to Sumerian she in the dictionaries. She to mushen. N. She to mushen in Sumerian equals in Akkadian ze sumati. Ze sumati in Akkadian equals harubu. You know what ze sumati means? The dung of the dove. Sumati in Akkadian means a dove, and ze sumati means a dung of a dove. The dung of the dove. Ze tsoa, I might not say. Sumati is Akkadian for Yonah. Ze sumati chara yonim, chre yonim. Equal harubu. Rega.
Was that ze like tsoa?
A ze anlodia. Maybe ze tse. Tse, malvela tse, tse. Tsoahem, tse. Meshmali, tse sumati. Do you understand what happened there? Now let me go further, one further. Harubu equals zesumati, dove's dung. Hebrew haruvim would equal chareyonim. Meaningly, chareyonim is the popular name for haruvim. Exactly more loa ha'ari. Meaningly, there are many, many plants. There are many, many plants that are called on, for instance, Ze Malahi, sailor dung, it's a plant. Hatti Re'i, shepherd's staff. Achoter Shel Ro'e, Shevet Ro'e, it's the name of a plant. Lishan Kalbi, Lishon Akelev, the tongue of the dog, it's the name of a plant. Neshka Kari, Laish or Aryeh of the earth, Shalakarka, it's the name of a plant. Zesumati, it's a popular name for Haruv. Now, the next point. Haruv, most probably a false, there are two different Haruvim. Haruv that human beings could eat, the Haruvim that human beings cannot eat. In the Babylonian Theodicy, and I'm going to write it down, because I think, unfortunately, I to finish my series of lectures, but in the Babylonian, but I have a reason for it. I'm laughing, what could I do? In the Babylonian Theodicy, Mar Kapti, Adon Nichbad. Mar Kapti. Yes, Marak Veda, Mar Kaved. Yes, and Adon Nichbad. The Mar Kapti, an honorable man, Ushari Vemelech. Sharu is a king, of course. Ushari, Harubu Ukalsun. Adam Nichbad, the Melech, Ochel Shalayim, the Haruvim. Which means the lowest of the lowest. As to the noble and the rich, who become poor, false cherub is their food. Late Hebrew. Talmud Yerushalmi Masorot Gimal Aleph. Haruvin ma'achal behemahen. Small wonder, therefore, that once a Jew is reduced to eating cherub, he is, according to Chazal, ready to do repentance. Bereshit Rabbah, Kafhei Vav. Tzrichin Yisra'in l'haruva, Avdin Tatova. The lowest of the lowest of the haruv, the food. I continue now. What this has to do with curses? There are so many curses I could discuss. I took this one because this is also a chidush of my professor, and which I was, of course, honored to study under him. I cannot go into it really in detail, but it's amazing, beautifully, a tefillah for the treaty. I do want to thank you very much for participating and showing an interest in such a very, very difficult topic. It's very difficult also for me to transmit it because this is, you know, you don't know the language. But I really enjoyed the series of lectures. I thank Rabbi Shama and Rabbi Berry and all the one who supported this this series of lectures. Let me end in the Yemeni blessing. Baruch Shehalak Bikvoto Lebasar Vadam. Litraot and all the best.
Right, we'd like to wish Dr. Khalil.